I'd like to learn with you the first line of the Mishnah in the bottom of Chakim Lamed Aleph and tell you about a tremendous controversy regarding it. And it was even halacha lamaisa, even though when you learn this section it doesn't seem to be. The first line of the last Mishnah tells us Kol chayvei krisos shalaku niftaru yidei krisasam. It's a bargain. You have someone who's chayv karis. Karis is a very severe punishment, and it's eternal, it's forever. So it's a bargain. If somebody who's chayv karis gets malchus, malchus is not a pleasure either, but at least it beats karis. So it's a ma'ilah. Chayv yekrisi shalaku. Someone's chayv karis and he gets malchus. So he's potter from his karis. Now, how do you learn this Mishnah? What? It's not Kamleib de Rav Minei, because the Rav Minei is karis. It's Shenemar, it's special Kazeres HaKasav. It's similar to Kamleib, you only get one punishment. But it's not the Rav Minei, karis is worse. And yet, if he gets malchus, he's potter from karis. Well, the other svara would be that if the Rav Minei is karis, you don't get malchus. But therefore, you're right. So we need a pasuk shenemar. That's why you have a pasuk. Karis is worse. We don't come to Rav Minei normally means you get the worse one and not the less one. Oh, you're asking why we don't say kamlei? You're right. Logically, we say kamlei. So shenemar v'niklachichalei nechak shalokai v'kechirei near special gezeres hakasim. And on the Amid Beis, there'll be a machlekes about it. The truth is, machlekes tanoim. Okay. Could be machlekes nafia dalit. It could be. Okay. So let me tell you what the tumul, one of the tumulin are about this. Question is, what's the case in the Mishnah? The person did tshuva, or he didn't do tshuva. You have here a person, he didn't have various chayv karas. He was Bayal in Erva, he ate chaylev, he did Mechal Shabbos, he did something as chayv karas. And now he's getting malchus, so he's off the hook from the karas. So it's talking he did tshuva, it's talking he didn't do tshuva. If it's talking he did tshuva, what's the problem? If he did tshuva, he's not chayv karas anyway, what did he malchus for? Selamai, he didn't do tshuva. So if he didn't do tshuva, he gets malchus without tshuva, so he's part of a karis? What? Malchus makes him do tshuva? Malchus makes him do the tshuva. What? Tshuva. So the Mishnah means he did do tshuva. He did do tshuva. He's not part of a karis without malchus?
How do you know the tshuva for real?
I don't know, but so what's the rule? The rule is he did tshuva, he didn't do tshuva. What's the case? It's a case where he's mesupik if he did tshuva. I don't know. Oh, so you're right. We'll get to that one second. So I want to tell you this was a big tumult during the most of you probably have heard about the smicha tumult in Eretz Yisrael in the 1500s. In the 1500s, when the Goyle Sfarad, those who came from Spain, from being expelled from Spain, settled in Tzfas for the most part, and they settled all over the world, but many of them settled in Tzfas, and in Tzfas they decided to reinstitute the smicha. The smicha was bottled in the time of the Tanoim. The Romans succeeded in being mevatel smicha, even though today people tell you they have smicha. But it's not a straight smicha for Moshe Rabbeinu, ish v'piyish. Nobody today has a real smicha. And that's why we can't be done chayvei krisus, chayvei mises bezdim, chayvei malchus, even certain chayvei mamin were not done bizman hazeh, because we don't have the smicha. In the mid-1500s, in Tzfas, there was a desire to reinstitute the smicha. The Rambam has a loophole. The Rambam says, how could the smicha be reinstituted? It's bottled, it has to be ish mepiyish. So the Rambam writes that if Roiv G'dayle Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael agreed to give one person smicha, the smicha could be reinstituted. And the Rambam in one of his places writes, and it will happen before Mashiach comes. That's not in the Yad, but that he writes in one of his letters. that the smicha could be reinstituted. So in Sfas, they got together, they did it. They were masmich, the Ribe Rav, the leader of the community, and he in turn gave smicha to the Alshuf, to a few others. They reinstituted. Now why were they interested in reinstituting the smicha? The reason was this. There were Jews who came from Spain, who during the years of the Inquisition, during the time they were threatened with expulsion, who were over on Isurei Karis. They were over on certain Averis to pretend to be, they were Muranos, but they were Michal Shabbos. They did other things that are Chiyuve Karis. And when they came to Tzvas, and they naturally came to Tzvas, then came from, it bothered them, they were Chayiv Karis, they wanted to get out of their Karis. So this desire to reinstitute the smicha was to be able to give Malkus. The idea was to be able to get Malkus and be putter from Karis. So this was, I imagine, you know, you talk about being frum, you know, the frumkeit was to get Malkus. You learned what happens by Malkus, you know, it's you got to get chesurei mada, so that's available easily. What? Those certain Averis are Karis. 36 of them are Karis. Shabbos happens to be one of them. What? Certain ones are Chiyuve Misa, so I don't think they were looking to reinstitute the Misa. But the ones that are Malkus, they were looking to. The ones that are Lavim, 34 out of 36 are Lavim, and they wanted to. They were coerced. I mean, it was Yarav Vayav. So apparently, they held that they could have moved. They could have left. They were free to leave, and they stayed. And so they wanted to reinstitute the Malkus, and they did it. So at that time, the Ribe Rav was the leader of the community in Sfas, and the Marabach, the Marab Ben Chaviv, was the leader of the Jewish community in Yerushalayim. You should know that until after the earthquakes in Sfas, Yerushalayim was always the smaller community in Eretz Yisrael. Sfas, until about 1800, was the place in Eretz Yisrael, and Yerushalayim was a relatively smaller community. In Yerushalayim, the Maralbach was against the smicha. And he said the smicha is not a smicha, because the Rambam says you have to get together all the Gedolei Eretz Yisrael, and Rav have to agree. What? With the Rambam, if other Shem disagreed, I don't know. But apparently, they're willing to rely on the Rambam. They were from Svarad. They went with the Pesach of the Rambam. Yerushalmis were against it. This became a fight between Yerushalmis and the Tzvas communities. What? The Rambam is a Sephardi. Most of the Jews were Sephardim. Yerushalayim was mostly Sephardim, and Tzvas was mostly Sephardim until the Talmidei Agra came. Eretz Yisrael was Sephardim. B'Avad Yosef held that Minig Yerushalayim is Sephardim. Everybody has to do Sephardim. Probably Ashkenazim didn't agree, but that's what he held. So let me tell you what the lumdis was. So they had an argument that the Marabach said it's not a smicha. You need everybody to get together. They said, what do you mean? We're Raiv anyway. So even if we get together, we're Raiv. So the Marabach argued it's not true. You need the whole Besdin. The Gemara says maybe someone will say a taina that will convince the others. You need everybody there. So the Mir Bei Rav agreed. He says, so let's do it now. He said, what do you mean? You're paskind already. You know, like, what kind of meeting are we going to have for this? So each side wrote a kuntras hasmicha. They wrote letters back and forth. It became a tremendous, what the politics was, I don't know. But in Lomdis, it became a fight. Marbach said, he said three main titles. One is in the Hasdut, the Gemara, and the Amid Beis. But he said two logical titles. His first title was, you guys did tshuva anyway. You did tshuva. So what are you afraid of Karis? You did tshuva already, and the Mishnah is talking about people that didn't do tshuva. I mean, the people didn't do tshuva. You didn't do tshuva, so you need Malkus to get off from Karis. But you did tshuva. The Mari Bera said, what do you mean? That's not pshat in the Mishnah. Pshat in the Mishnah is even with tshuva, you also need Karis. So each side had a legitimate argument. First of all, you should know, if you'll have time next week to learn inside, in the Pirush HaMishnayis, on the Rambam it says in Yitshuva and Malkus, he learns like the Tzvas Gedolim, that with Tshuva you need Malkus, and the Baal Hamor in the back says like the Gedolei Yerushalayim, that if you did Tshuva you don't need Malkus, you put it anyway. The Mishnah's talking where you did not, where you did not do Tshuva. Beyond. Oh, good. Okay, he's saying it's good. That's what he started saying. I want to say this was a sort of a heavy dispute. The dispute continues. Even Reb Chaim Moizer has a tshuva about this, because he says in the Pirush of Mishnayos, the Rambam says one way, and the Yadi says differently. That was all. It's all part of the tshuva. So what Michael is saying, what Levi said earlier, is a possible resolution in Svara. In the fight between Tzvas and Yerushalayim, I don't know. But in Svara, if he did Shuva, why didn't he need Malkus? The Gemara says in Yuma that Bechayve Krisis, even Shuva is only Taylor. If someone's Chayv Karis, Shuva is Taylor, and Yisurim in Markin. Now, if someone did an Aveira of Karis, besides doing Shuva, he won't get Karis, but he still needs Yisurim in Markin. Still is Yisurin to sort of polish it off, to erase it totally. So the suggestion was that that's a pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam says you need both, very geshmak. You did tshuva, Yisurin Mamarikin. So Malkis are a type of Yisurin, they hurt. So then the Yisurin that are Mamarik, and that's the pshat. So this is one tumul between the sides. There's a second tumul. The Marbach had another complaint. He said, Alam de Shataina. He said, it's true, Chayve Krisa Shalaku Nifteru Mide Krisa Son. But what's Malkus? Malkus is something very specific that the Torah is Machayev. And one of the dinim to be Chayev Malkus is you have to have Asura. If you don't have Asura, you can't have Malkus. What? So here, they didn't have Asra. Who has Asra today? Nobody gave them Asra. They were over Chayve Krisis. Once they were over Chayve Krisis, they're Chayve Karis. So either Tshuva helps or it doesn't help. But Malkus, that's not Malkus. You can't give them Malkus. Malkus is, if you have Asra, then you're Chayve Malkus. If you don't have Asra, you're not Chayve Malkus. So what's this business that you're going to start hitting people? They're hitting people. It's not a din of Malkus. There's no halacha of Malkus. What? Yeah, because Karis is b'day Shemayim. Leinin Asra Allah Hafkin. So in Shemayim, there's a chi of Karis without Asra. Misa b'day Shemayim. All the Shemayim are in Shema without Asra. But Malkus has to be. The argument is that Malkus has to be with Asra. So here. What? They didn't. The fact is, who gives Asra? What's the last time you saw someone with Asra? Now, Asra is not what's the matter with you. Asra has to be, you're telling you, you'll get Malkus.
There's no better than get Malkus.
That's right. That's right. Even without Asra, so that's the issue. Even the Aruch Lener brings down the tumul. The Aruch Lener wants, and the Sfasemis also talks about in the Mishnah, the Loshin, Kol Chayve Krisis, Shaloku Nifteru Yedei Krisasan. So the Medayik, I don't know which way you want to be Medayik. Kol Chayve means with Asra on that. He says, if it's with Asra, it should say, Kol Chayve Krisis Loikin Upeturin. Right? That's what you say. Kol Chayve is Loikin, Yimuchayi to give him Malkus, and Melech that part, if it's Asra. So the medayik, that it means kochay shaloku, meaning there was some option of giving them Malkus, nifturi day. I think a Baal Din could sort of go back and forth on this argument, whether which way it means. You should know there's a Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim took the Marabas Yisoid, and he boyed from it Yisoid that answers a number of different questions. Reb Chaim has a line that Malkus is when you're Chayiv Malkus. If you hit somebody and he's not Chayiv Malkus, he calls it klep. That's the way it said B'Shem Reb Chaim. There's Malkus and there's klep. If someone's not chayiv malchus and you do this whole ceremony, that's not malchus. That's hitting him. Rav Chaim says there's something called malchus and it has specific rules. He says it's the answer a number of kashas. I'll give you an easy one. He says by Adam Zayman, Adam come and they say Pliny ate nevela. We gave masra as chayiv malchus. The Zaymimim, they get malchus. What happens, the person they're saying Adis about is very weak. He's an old man. They would have taken him to a doctor. The doctor would have said he can take 6 malchus, that's it. Alright? So now they're mazim them. These two guys are big, heavy. So he said, you're getting 39 each. So what do you mean we're getting 39? We only tried to give him 6. Why are we getting 39?
We tried to give him 39. So he wants to give him 39. He didn't get it.
Now say they knew it. He's only able to get 6. So Reb Chaim says, in a longish way, that no, malchus is one thing. There's something called malchus. There's a bunch of rules. They tried to give him malchus with its rules, and they got malchus with its rules. It's sort of a chefzer shel malchus. Reb Chaim says that's why mishalshlin the mammon, they mishalshlin the malchus. Right, mammon. They try to give him $100, they pay 50 each. Try to give him 39 malchus, you don't split it between them. He says, they can't split malchus. Malchus is one thing. There's one thing called the din malchus that the Torah creates. The Rambach is saying, there's a din malchus that the Torah creates, and you can't, if you didn't give Masra, you can't do malchus. That's cleft, that's not hitting somebody. It's not malchus. These are two of the great disputes in that time. You know, in hindsight, you look back historically at some of the disputes at Tsaris that took place. You know, these disputes in Sfasim Yerushalayim gave a tremendous chias to the Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael historically, and it became what it became slowly over many years. But this dispute between them, it's a milestone in the rebirth of Eretz Yisrael. And this is part of the argument. I guess next week you'll be learning it. A third part of the argument is how to learn the Gemara in the Amid Beis, if we even paskin like this Mishnah, which is totally in how you learn the Gemara. Okay, so this is a piece that has to do with this Mishnah. Well, thank you all for coming again, and let's keep it going. There's only one more Mishnah this year for Tav Shinayin Dalet. Okay.